Welcome back to the NewsHour. You know, before OSHA was created 43 years ago, an estimated 14,000 workers were killed on the job every year. Today, workplaces are much safer and healthier, going from 38 fatal injuries a day to 12. Well, to coincide with that anniversary, trade unions around the world now mark April 28th as an International Day of Mourning, as thousands of workers worldwide still die each year. Today, there was a gathering of workers, worker families, elected officials, and union officials on the west side of the Capitol to remember the 39 men and women of Iowa who died on the job last year, folks that went to work and never came back. We pick it up just after the reading of the 39 names by Commissioner Michael Morrow of the Iowa Division of Labor, and then we'll have a conversation with Mark Cooper.
Adam Wolf, 25. That concludes our reading of the names.
We're standing with Mark Cooper, the Southside Federation of Labor. Mark, this was a moving tribute to Iowans who have died not only in the military, but also in workplace accidents. Tell us a little bit about what this means.
When we initiated Workers' Memorial Day, which is the anniversary of the forming of OSHA, on April 28th of 1971 is when OSHA was formed. And the significance is to bring to light folks that are, in fact, either through occupational disease and or death on the workplace, where we just want to bring that into the forefront so that people know that these type of things are happening, that on average we have about one Iowan per week that dies on the job.
What was really stunning was to see the families come forward, and the one a family with the young little boy whose father apparently died in a workplace accident. Those kinds of things get to you?
Definitely, by the fact that I have children that are that individual's age that died on the job. I think he was 26 years old. And to me, those are the worst of the worst. Not that any of them are okay, but when they're that young, that just it's special meaning for me because I have children that age.
What can business learn from an event like this and take forward into the workplace?
Well, I think what businesses need to do is to make sure that they have the safest environment possible for their workers. I know that there was just a company up in Mason City, Iowa here, I think a concrete company, that had 26 violations, I think. That's unacceptable. And it's those type of situations that then leads us to these workplace accidents and deaths.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Thank you.